Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
How are you?
I'm okay. Just got home and been gone since 8:15 this morning.
Sounds like a busy day.
Yes, it was a busy day.
I'm going to ask a silly question, which I know the answer. Did you have time to hear the class from the last night, the one that was the Mini Zohar?
Yesterday's Mini Zohar, when I was at the meeting, you mean?
Yes.
Is that what you... Yes, I did, but I got some interruptions. There's a lot of projects going on, breaking the back of our house and holidays and looking for filing cabinets and a doctor appointment and hearing aid appointment. But when I got in, oh, maybe 30 minutes ago, I got the gist of it. I just didn't get the last part because we got a phone call about the bricks.
And not a problem. I just wanted it because moving forward, I think
I do remember that. Zion Nefesh had he did a drawing. His video was very poor quality, but I do remember the drawing about the Keter that basically sounded like what you were talking about. I don't know that I could talk it, but
But the understanding is there's a gist there, so it'll be helpful.
Well, knowing that the crown is above the head, to me, see his potential and not, concealed. So I think I got the gist of it.
Okay, good. So let us begin. We're starting with Parasha Noach from the Zohar, section 16, Pasuk 124. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kutshav Rechu, Ishkin Tevi, Kilu Rechimu, Kilu Rechimu. Le'yachta, L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe, B'yichuda Shilim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadunai Elohino Alein Ma'asei Yadenu Kurenei Alein Ma'asei Yadenu Kurenehu. Kidin batash, hai nahiru dimachashava, dilait yada, bin hiru diparsa, tekaima denaher, mime dilayadia, dilait yada, dilait kalya, it kalyayo. Ukdenda mehiru dimachashava dilait yada batash bin hiru divriaisa uvenacharin kachada veitavidu tasha tesha hekalin. Then the illumination of the unknown thought hits upon the illumination of the veil that stands and shines from what is unknown by the brain of air, from what is not known by Keter, and what is unrevealed in the concealed brain. Thus, the illumination of the thought that is not known, which is the unknown head, hits upon the veil's illumination, and they shine together. And from them, nine chambers are made in the unknown head. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, well, if the thought looks up at the veil, but can't penetrate it, but it shines down... It's still shining, and the unknown is still shining. So are they saying, even though the two one can't penetrate the other, that they're still shining, and when they shine, for some reason, nine chambers begin to form in that unknown head.
What they're saying is
sound is new to me. I remember years ago, the nine gates, I was always looking to see what all that meant, but hearing nine chambers, I don't remember seeing that anywhere in Kabbalah. So,
if I have,
I've forgotten it.
The unknown thought is the highest level, the unknown head. It shines, but it doesn't penetrate the veil.
Right.
But that striking of the veil by the light unifies the unknown head with the brain of air. And with the Keter, meaning with Chachma and Bina.
Oh, okay.
The unity of the three, the unknown head and Chachma and Bina, that unity creates the vessels who have the purpose of revealing the light of that. That is revealed by that binding by striking image, or that binding by striking process.
I had thought
that helpful.
What came to me was maybe if, as the thought shines and looks up at the veil, it can't penetrate it, but it's still shining. That then that would create, what would you say, in the person from in Malkut to bring forth feminine waters that would then create a desire that would pull down to gradually from the upper world to Chachma and Bina. That was kind of the way I pictured it in my head, but that may not be the picture that should be. I'm not sure.
Well, you're about 50 thoughts or 50 aspects below what we're talking about. The thought is the unknown head. That original thought is from the unknown head, even before the unknown head, the original thought is I, in the phrase, I am. That essence of being is a desire, but it's not a desire because at that level there is no desire. But that essence is wanting to be revealed. That essence is to create man. There are many different ways of describing this essence. Now, this is the unknown head. The unknown head has a person.
Oh, we have a poor connection.
It's looking up. The unknown head is looking up. But it can't do it. And the unknown head is looking down, and it can't get below the veil. But when the two lights, the two thoughts, come together in unity, everything unifies. All 10 sephirot of the Keter. The three levels of Keter. And they come together in unity due to the effect of binding by sticking.
Are we still connected?
Malcolm.
Okay.
Malcolm, welcome. We were just into the conversation, so we're now at the point in verse 124 of asking if there's questions or thoughts or comments that people want to make. And Hannah was making comments that were confusing, but not, they're right for her. But the confusion is that she's mixing Keter with Zerantin.
Okay.
Is this kind of the same talk we had sort of last night?
Yes.
With Keter?
It's continuing the discussion of how the body, the other nine Sephirot, there's the Keter, and it has these three levels.
Right, okay.
And then within the Keter, there's nine more vessels being created, and how they're created, why they're created, is coming from the light of the unknown head, the highest head, hitting the veil and not being able to penetrate it. And the light of the Keter of the air, looking up, trying to get to the unknown head, but not being able to because of the veil. And so it's hitting the veil. And so when these two lights hit the veil, they unify. And the revelation of that light creates the nine vessels that make up the with the tenth vessel of Keter. Those nine vessels and Keter make up the part supreme that we refer to as the Keter of the air.
Is that also called the Shekinah?
I don't think so.
Well, the last word you said broke up, so I'm not sure what you were referring to. So that word again.
The Shekinah is what she said. Is that referred to? Shekinah.
Okay. No, the Shekinah is Malchut of Atzilut.
Okay.
And we're above the world of Atzilut in a sense.
The reason I ask that is because, I see it as male, and then you have to have the female to complete that vessel.
Correct.
That's why I asked that question.
Okay, and you are correct, and the two levels known as the Keter of the air and the Keter, those two levels are creating the nine vessels that make up the ten vessels of the world of Adam Kadmon.
Right, okay.
Whereas the world of Atzilut is the level of Chachma, and there are ten vessels there, and the Shekhinah is the Malchut of Atzilut. But we're discussing the creation of the ten Shekhinahs, which is the part two of the Keter of Adam Kadmon. Should I go on, or do you want to stay here?
You can go on. I see my problem was I was misunderstanding. the word chambers is what threw me. I didn't see it. Vessels, and it looks like from what part I missed, you know, I didn't get to listen intently. It was too many interruptions for me. But evidently, we're talking about the Keter that's above. When you say Adam Kadmon, then you're not even into the 10 Sefi wrote of Zeron Pin yet.
Okay,
so that was what you meant by saying that this catcher is potential.
Correct.
Okay. Still difficult.
I agree. It takes, you know, as I said last night, there's something else to understand.
Yeah. Well, it's brain of the air and another brain. That hasn't sunk into me yet. But like I said, I did not get to really listen to the recording with concentration. I had too many interruptions.
I was going to make a statement or an observation that I thought of last night when I was laying in bed, fixing to close my eyes to sleep, thinking about the catcher of the air, and I think, well, no wonder we have our nose in the middle of our face and he blows the breath of air into our nose, because it's right in the middle of the face, which is part of the upper keter.
That's correct.
How makes sense. Makes sense our nose is in the middle of our face.
Yes, and that's why, you know, when you read the description in the Torah of him blowing air through his nostrils, but the nostrils are Zeron Pin, but they're in the level of the unknown head. And when we think of Adam as being a physically created, we think the air being blown into his nostrils is it at the level of at the bottom, the level of Zeron Pin of Malchut.
Right. That's what we do think.
That's the image that comes to most people's minds, and now you're realizing, well, he didn't blow it. You know, he didn't blow it into the physical Adam. He blew it into the potential Adam.
Right. Which was at the thought level?
Say again?
At the thought level?
Yes. The thought is...
You faded out. I said the thought
is always potential. Thought is potential. And what we're discussing in this section is the thought level. We haven't left that thought level.
We really think everything in creation came at that thought level.
Yes, that's true.
And then it had to manifest.
Say again?
It was at the thought level, then it had to have an action, which is a manifest. It had to manifest into a vessel for it to be activated.
And what is the action at the potential, at the highest thought level? What is the action? It is the light impinging on the veil.
Right.
That's the action. And that when it comes down, that action, when it comes down into our world, it's called binding by striking.
Right.
You want to go on, or you want to wait till tomorrow? We've got about 10 minutes.
I think I would wait until tomorrow and let me process for myself, process what we just spoke of, sleep on it, think of it.
And I'll try to re-listen to the recording in the middle of the night
right.
when I don't phone calls and people knocking at the door.
Okay. Tonight at the 7 o'clock West Coast, we'll be doing a Tikkuni Zohar.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Bye bye, y'all.
Bye.
And remember, I'm not sure what my schedule is tomorrow, being Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So if I don't get there, live with me.
Yeah, it may be the same with me. I don't know about the cooking process and, you know, that kind of thing. So, but we'll try.
Yeah. So we'll let God handle this. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
You all have a beautiful holiday. Don't speak to you before then.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.